Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kim Stackhouse Lawson of Colorado State. Back with Kim, talking sustainability in just a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a Checkoff Minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new Beef Checkoff-funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey everyone, it's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or, wait, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Kim Stackhouse Lawson is the director of Colorado State University's Ag Next, a research collaborative developing sustainable solutions for agriculture. She's been involved with the cattle industry much of her professional life, and she says that there's a lot of pressure right now on U.S. cattle and beef coming from concerns about climate change, specifically the level of greenhouse gas produced by the industry. Kim's a part of the partnership that's been established by Colorado State University and the American Hereford Association looking at how to develop a story using genetics of the sustainability of beef cattle and specifically cattle with Hereford genetics.
Sustainability is not a nice to have anymore. It's a need to have. It's an expectation not only of our consumers, but more importantly today, of our customers, and most importantly, potentially our financial partners. And that extends from the banking community all the way to our investors. And you know, the thing about sustainability is that it means a lot of things to a lot of different people, and the definitions are quite variable, and yet society really cares, and society is asking a lot of questions about how they can improve sustainability, right? And again, I think all of us have a most important subject. You know, it may be water, it may be animal welfare, it may be food safety, it may be social equity, for example, and all of those things fall under the sustainability umbrella. But the pressure the beef industry is under the most comes from climate change and specific perceptions and reality related to greenhouse gas emissions from beef production systems.
So Kim, give us an example of a winning strategy when it comes to improving sustainability in beef cattle production.
Some of the challenges that we need to focus on now are a reduction in absolute emissions, right? So generally speaking, when we're talking about feed efficiency, right, they could be what we need to get to is they're eating less and gaining more, right? Not necessarily that they're eating more, but gaining more. And that's generally what the trends we've seen so far is an animal eats more, he gains more, right? So feed efficiency is still trending the way we want it to down. But what we really need to start to do is to select for or to work with other technologies so where they're actually eating less and gaining more, right? So it's a win-win, because that intake, the amount of feed that they're ingesting is a true indicator of the amount of gas that they're going to be emitting.
Kim, with success stories like that, looks like we're talking win-win for the beef cattle industry, for consumers, for the environment as well.
I think it's the right thing to do for our consumers. We may not contribute a lot to greenhouse gas emissions, but I think in the last 5 years, we all know that the climate is changing. And if man is contributing to that, then I think we need to do our part. I think that it's important for our financial partners. You know, they're under an incredible amount of pressure from a lot of different governments, not the US, but in other parts of the globe, to divest in animal agriculture because of its impact on climate. And so if we can prove to those financial partners that we are good stewards, and more than just saying, and as much as this pains me to say, but yes, we've been here, you've been here, producers have been here for generations, but today we have to say we've been here for generations, and here's how we continue to improve and we continue to care, right? There's the proof points in today's society are expected, whether that's fair or not, they're expected. So I think there's all of that, which is in the bucket of do the right thing, right? Because it's what's good for beef and what's good for Herefords ultimately. And then I think there's this other piece, which is if we get this right and we can measure a reduction, you could get paid for it. Because we've seen big companies make commitments around net zero goals, and there will be an expectation that those companies make progress on those goals, and they're going to have to incentivize the adoption of practices that reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Talking win-win sustainability, Kim Stackhouse Lawson from Colorado State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.